This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, and we also have an on-air call-in line in our Discord, which you can join at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then coming up, Montana apparently is deciding to bring back net neutrality. What is all that about? We'll explain. But first, Ricky is on the line in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you, that brother. And I really appreciate that. You know what's funny? You know, I generally don't speak about myself, but you know what you're talking about.
You talk about yourself every time you call the show.
I say that sounds a bit different from what we're used to hearing from you there, Brother Ricky.
I don't know about that there, Brother Mike. Now, the fact of the matter is, now, I have to admit, and I'm saddened by it, I was taught as a statist, even though I'm from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Doesn't surprise me at all. It's not like Pennsylvania is some kind of bastion of freedom.
No, but I will tell you, my parents, may they rest in peace, were taught differently. But I'll tell you what's interesting. Going to homeschooling, yeah, definitely they should be homeschooled. Now, in my case, by the time I was 15, they turned out an anti-federalist. You know, I remember the young people, you know, when I was in the early grades and they started first talking about the ratification. This is Pennsylvania. It's like you blink, you could have missed it.
The ratification of what amendment there, Brother Rick?
No, the ratification of the Constitution, the United States of America.
And what about it?
When Pennsylvania ratified. Basically, that as far as Pennsylvania's involvement in anything, and that includes, I mean, they never talk about the Civil War. I mean, not at our time they didn't. You didn't talk about that, you know? I mean, I was really disappointed throughout the schooling years.
You didn't learn about the Civil War when you were going to school?
They didn't talk about it. They talked about it, but they didn't talk about the South's point of view.
But who taught you about the war of Northern aggression there, Brother Rick?
Mm-hmm. Ricky from the Commonwealth. Well, partly, too, but also my parents. My parents were something. You got to understand, for the most part, I was self-educated. When I was in kindergarten, I was already at second grade level. By the time I was in the sixth grade, I was already in most subjects at a college level. My answer to school was, oh, they hated me. They would have loved me to go away, but I was too smart to play hooky. I drove them crazy. I would go to school. 90% of the time, I didn't do the work. I knew how to work my grades better than anybody.
Well, you are just the best student ever, aren't you?
What's the big idea?
I was already a rebel, brother. I was already standing up against tyranny. And I knew already...
Give me one example of how you stood up against tyranny in school.
When I was in school?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
One thing I gave an example.
Yes.
And this is what I had to, this is when I entered into the going into the high school. I remember when I moved, they said to me two things. They said, you know, about this guy, highly intelligent, a tendency to become incredibly difficult. And it was up in right near where I live, actually, where I moved to. And the fact is, I was probably in like the eighth grade. Now, the fact of the matter is,
what
they had
to. What did you do to stand up to tyranny in school?
The auxiliary tennis court. Now, get this. The taxpayers paid for an auxiliary tennis court for faculty that students couldn't use. I started rallying the students around and all that and started getting all in trouble.
And what did you do rallying the students around?
Basically, we're all standing up and saying we should be allowed to use it.
Did you have a sit-down protest in the tennis court?
In the tennis? That's a good idea.
Do you play tennis?
No, I don't play tennis. Okay. And the thing is,
well, that's good. That means he was standing up for the rights of the people who do play tennis in that particular case. But what did you do exactly? Now, I like Mike's idea.
Really,
of
the taxpayers that got bilked here, and you know, do the students really need another tennis court?
Well, they built the damn court.
Blow it up. You know, take chunks out and send it to each taxpayer.
Violence isn't the solution, but
I will have to say that the tennis courts at my school are used for parking the school buses. So maybe
really.
I got an even
worse.
That's
a practical use of tennis court.
Well, I got one even worse than that. You know, now this whole deal cross country, the way they do the school taxes. You see, that school where I moved to, where I have my residence. The fact is, it started there. The fact is, they found a hole. The school district, because the state runs a damn school district. They found a hole in the write-up and took it away from the damn township for several
years. What did
they
take away?
The taxes. They actually took the damn taxes of the township. It was wrote up in the paper.
Wait, when you say they took the taxes away, does that mean that the people of that township didn't have to pay taxes?
No, the school now controlled the taxes for several years. You had to send your checks to Philadelphia. They want all the money, too, right up front.
That sounds really crazy. Hey, Ricky, I heard the people in the chat room last night were poking fun at you on the LRN Discord. Were you there for that?
Up for what?
Yeah, it looked like you came into the chat room last night. Was that you said that you're in the LRN Discord, at discord.lrn.fm, right?
I don't think I went in last night.
Oh, so it is an imposter then.
It must be, because we all know Brother Ricky is an expert on Windows. And this person who was in the Discord did not know how to get a microphone working on his microphone.
That's right.
It could not have been Brother Ricky.
No way. Thanks for the call, Ricky. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker!
And you can bring up absolutely anything that you want.
Let me tell you about an incredibly difficult kid I was to deal with in high school. Now, you're actually listening, because it's boring. That's what I was suggesting.
Oh, so you weren't difficult to deal with in high school?
Generally, no, but I did get some trouble here and there.
You probably don't think you were difficult, but I'm sure your teachers thought otherwise.
The dean had more than one meeting with me.
Okay. So you were a little bit of trouble then.
Yeah, so there were times. There was an incident where I was caught allegedly having stolen a test. And then distributing that test to everybody in that was in that period.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's great.
Allegedly.
Right. Right. Well, you can say you did it now, Mark. They're not going to come
the
after
girl
you.
Yeah, I think the statute of limitations is over.
The girl that claimed that I did such a thing is now a manager at a Dunkin' Donuts in Sarasota, Florida.
High achiever.
Yeah.
So the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Yeah, I was also on a first-name basis with the principal at my school, and it wasn't because we liked each other.
Yeah, it's because you're an a-hole.
It's because I don't like people telling me what to do.
Exactly.
I think fifth grade.
I think they're the a-holes.
I must have spent at least half the year in detention in fifth grade.
So. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they have Saturday school up here?
No.
Okay.
But my mother would not come pick me up after detention, and I had
to walk home
from and
in the wintertime.
Even in
2 miles.
Time, 2 miles.
Way, yeah.
I went to Saturday school on a couple of occasions in Florida, and I don't remember what it was for. I don't remember what I did to.
I know I had to go too, but I don't remember what it was for either. Yeah.
Anyway, toll free number here 855-450-FREE. According to RT, Russia Today, RT.com, following the repeal of net neutrality by the Federal Communications Commission, Montana's governor, Steve Bullock, has now brought it back to the state through executive order. The order says that any internet service provider with a government contract cannot block or charge more for faster delivery of websites to any customer in the state. Quote, if you want to do business on Montana, the Democratic governor told the New York Times on Monday when he signed the order, saying further, there are standards on net neutrality that you will have to follow.
And we all know what a thriving technology hub Montana is.
I don't know much about Montana. I've never been there.
Well, it is a bit sparse.
Yeah.
And
population's kind of low.
Kind of low. Not a lot of technology going on.
Plus, it does say here that internet service providers with government contracts can't block websites, can't, you know, throttle delivery.
So will an ISP say, no, we're not going to do business with the government?
If it means they can make more profit by not doing that, then they would say they won't do business with the government.
Let's see what happens.
The toll-free number, yeah, it would be interesting if the government had their internet shut off completely as a result of this. More coming up in moments. You can join us whether you want to talk about net neutrality or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk
Live. I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's also a Discord on-air call-in line at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump in that on-air call-in line chat room. We'll notice you there, and we'll join you, and you'll be on the radio with us. And the us tonight is Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
Coming up, it's Anarchapulco, and it's happening in like 4 weeks.
Woohoo!
Basically, it's coming up fast. And if you don't have your tickets already, well, sorry, it's too late this time. They are sold out.
They're not going to come bring up another block available like they... A lot of these
it's sold
in.
Out. They are going to have like 3 to 4 times as many attendees in 2018 as they did last
year.
And last year, there were probably, I mean, I'm not great at estimating crowds. I'd say 400 or 500 people at least at Anarchapulco last
year.
Is
that all? Sounds right. Well, they said it was going to be 3 times it.
They said it was going to be big. This much bigger this year. And I considered that to be pretty big. They had a big room and everything. But it was at a different resort last year. This year it'll be at the Princess Resort, which is part of the same company. But this one's actually on the beach, so they've got a much nicer location. Not to say the other one wasn't nice, it was. This one is very, very nice. And great guest speakers like Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinod, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, maybe Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, Sterling Lujan. They'll have live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. And I don't give you that list of
speakers.
And you're
missing out on Ben Swan.
He's coming too. That's
he will
right.
be introducing Dr. Ben's Dr. Ron Paul.
Yes, so I don't give you all those names to tease you to say, huh, you can't go see them, because actually you'll be able to. They're going to be live streaming this year's Anarchapulco. So because they sold the event out, they figure, let's let everybody watch from home.
Awesome.
And so check out anarchapulco.com. You can't get tickets this year unless you can find them by somebody who wants to sell their tickets, you know, like a scalper or somebody who just can't make it at the last moment. So, you know, that's the only way you're going to get in at
this
point.
What do the deadheads say outside the concerts when they got their two fingers up looking for free tickets?
I don't know. I've never been.
Oh, you've never been to a dead show?
Nor have I.
You? You just were so stoned you forgot what they were,
were
saying.
You know. I was high on the vegan burritos.
Anarchapulco.com. Go there, learn more about it. It's happening February 15th through the 18th, and we will also be broadcasting from the event, so you'll be able to get a taste of what it's like from listening to Free Talk Live as well. Now, we're talking about the return of net neutrality, but not in the same form as it previously was. It used to be a nationwide policy that was implemented by the FCC. They, this year, the new FCC, repealed the previous FCC's policy, and there, of course, was all this hubbub about how the internet is, you know, going to die.
Note
or
there
whatever.
Had never been any congressional authorization for net neutrality. It was just something that
the FCC did.
That the FCC did under Obama, and they didn't have any legislative imprimatur to impose it.
Nor do they have that in Montana, where the governor has signed a executive order. So once again, bypassing any kind of legislative process.
Another Democratic governor being quite undemocratic.
Right, and claiming that he is somehow supporting a free and open internet. Now, this, you know, I think it does behoove us to discuss what net neutrality supposedly was or is, and that is the idea that the government should somehow level the playing field in the unfair playing field that it created in the first place by restricting competition in the market. But regardless, to level the playing field by forcing all internet service providers to treat all packets equally through their system.
And here's a very good analogy to explain in a critical manner what net neutrality is about. Net neutrality means that your kids' cat memes getting sent across the internet are supposed to be legally treated as important as the emergency lung x-rays of your grandma at the emergency room.
That's one way to look at it. Although the odds are internet service providers would have no way of discerning between one of those things or the other.
No, but they could prioritize, depending upon the company that they're coming from or the customer they're coming from, what's has a higher priority.
Good point. They could prioritize a hospital's IP address or something like that. But the people who are against net neutrality would make arguments claiming that that without this protection, supposed protection in place, that greedy internet corporations like Comcast or, you know, then Time Warner would restrict certain websites from being able to, you know, stream video to you on a decently fast basis, and so it would be constantly buffering unless that website were to pay Comcast to give them a higher tier of service to ensure that they had, you know, delivery to households.
And such fees are essentially market signals that are supposed to reward people who are efficient in bandwidth use and penalize those who are inefficient in bandwidth use, because bandwidth is a scarce resource, and the whole purpose of a free market is to use price signals to allocate resources most efficiently. And so net neutrality by purpose is anti-market.
Sure. And not that there was ever any real evidence of this happening in any kind of meaningful way prior to the putting on of the net neutrality rules. You know, I never had a problem streaming video from any site from which I've streamed, and there was no big call out for, you know, oh my God, we need to go.
I always had lots of problems with that, because I was cheap on what kind of video cards I bought.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the
internet
delivery. I never really understood what the impetus was for this beyond just fear. It was always just the fear that something might happen.
Oh, yes.
And then every now and then they could point to some example.
Those evil little corporations.
Yeah, some obscure example that they said was proof that, you know, these companies were going to lock down the internet. If we just wait long enough, they're going to completely slow down everything except for people who pay through the nose. And it just never has happened.
Under net neutrality, the internet has become quite unneutral in its political biases and how it treats users, who, in terms of people using services like Twitter, like Facebook, who have been penalized and even banned for the words they use or the ideas they express, which is supposed to be completely impossible.
Well, I don't think that had anything to do with net neutrality.
Well, they claim that was one of the purposes of net neutrality, but it turned out to, you know, be not the case.
I hadn't heard that.
Once they got control of things, there was, you know, well, you know, what's important is that our left-wing ideas must have equal access. But
I had never heard that net neutrality was in any way affecting, you know, what ideas would be allowed. It's my understanding that was only affecting the packets. All had to be
treated
equally.
But they were always worried that those evil corporations would limit the access of their ideas to the internet.
It's always talked about. I mean, one of those things.
And this
is
a classic more fear.
Yeah, and this is a classic left-wing thing where they always project the things that they imagine doing to people on the right
being done to them. Well, and that is the motivator behind why people get involved in politics, is to try to stop the other side from controlling them.
The
right?
Electronic Freedom Foundation supported this net neutrality thing, and
that's unfortunate.
Gives me pause and wondering about it. But since it's been undone, it'll be interesting to see what happens. If it does, in fact, devolve into this corporatist situation, then, you know, there'll need to be some steps taken, because I don't think anybody wants that.
Right. Well, what we saw right after the net neutrality repeal, or right around the time when they repealed it this year, was a lot of talk about creating alternative internet
services. How about
providers?
We abolish geographic monopolies on cable services and other internet services?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. What do you want to talk about? Net neutrality, which is back in the news as the state of Montana is trying to force it down some companies' throats. But they have to go through an unusual means in that the state's governor has signed an executive order, and apparently it can't be applied retroactively. So I'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we got for you there. If you're interested in cryptocurrency, you've heard about Bitcoin, you want to learn more about it, then the best place to go and get started, of course, is bitcoin.com. They've got a lot of great information that will learn you the basics about Bitcoin, because if you don't have like a nice local group of Bitcoiners that you can just go and ask ask questions of, like we do here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, you got to go online. You got to find resources, and there's no better place to get started than Bitcoin.com. They've also got some other cool features there, like their Bitcoin mining pool that you can get involved in, where you can choose to mine Bitcoin Core or the newer Bitcoin Cash at pool.bitcoin.com. There's also the news site that they have that covers news from across the world about Bitcoin at news.bitcoin.com. Again, that's news.bitcoin.com for the latest news headlines. As we go to Dan in Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike, and Mark. Hello, Dan.
Good evening. Good evening. I was listening to your guys' last segment, and I mean, I've been in complete agreement as far as what Mike was speculating on with the with how the services that are always claiming to support net neutrality don't treat their users the same, and in fact do the exact same thing as they're afraid of other people doing. Like
how Twitter is banning people for saying things that they don't want them to say, which of course is fully within their rights to do, mind you.
Well, it is if you basically say that Twitter and Facebook are not a utilities, or they're not public accommodations,
and they're not, they're private property
or public forums. Well, this is you have this hybrid situation where people have easy access to these networks. It's not like there's a really high barrier to entry.
I just created a Derek J's Victimless Crimes free Twitter last night.
There you go. So it's really not that much harder than like opening the door and walking into a restaurant and having a right to be served.
Sure, it's open to the public, but it's not public property, meaning that it's not owned by public.
And in our current society, we have laws called public accommodations laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and Dan, you want to go on? You want to say something?
Yeah, I had another quick point to make.
Night of the bad phones here on Free Talk Live. I don't know if you're in a bad cell. Try again.
So what I wanted to talk about essentially was that, you know, I think there might even be a decent case for declaring things like Google and Facebook to be monopolies, because I looked at some of the statistics for how much traffic they net in together, and in some like places those two websites are making up like 80% of all the traffic that's going through it all.
There's no doubt that Google and Facebook are very popular, but you cannot label something a monopoly when it has competition. I mean, by definition, it's not a monopoly. It's so frustrating when people are like, Microsoft's a monopoly. No, they're not. They might dominate the home computer user operating system marketplace, but they have competition. You can choose other places to go. Facebook has competition. Google has competition. I'm actually not on Facebook anymore officially since the beginning of this year, and I've managed to fill my time with all kinds of other websites, like the Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com, or the brand new LRN Discord at discord.lrn.fm, which a lot of people are saying they like way better than Facebook.
I like Discord. I like Telegram. Yeah. Telegram's great, not just because it's free and open and there's no censorship, but all the message traffic is encrypted.
I don't know if you can say there's no censorship on Telegram. It's largely untouched, but there have been examples of where the Telegram company or whatever has gone and removed terrorist channels from Telegram.
True.
So, you know.
Now, I actually do use both the services, and I love the LRN.fm Discord. It's fantastic.
Right on.
But what I was going to say is that I think there might be a case to make that the amount of like influence that these two services, these two companies can have over what people who will, I mean, theoretically be voting can see, that, you know, should they at this point be allowed to have as much power as they do over, you know, the kinds of things that the country at large consumes. Like, obviously, me personally, I don't like using their services, and I use DuckDuckGo.
Should they be allowed to have
power? Here's something to consider, though, is that as a user, you're not a customer. You're a product, okay?
With those people.
And so the real customers of Facebook and Google are the advertisers. And so if you want to have your freedom, there's a very simple tool, is to
walk away,
yeah, find another service that doesn't treat you as a product.
Yeah.
And also, you can send letters to your Congress critters attacking these companies, because both companies have significant contractual relations with the U.S. government.
Mm.
Google is often described as a secret arm of the U.S. government. They're based in the Ames Research Center, which is owned by NASA, and they have massive contractual relations with the U.S. government. They feed tons of data. There's actually a parallel version of Google that was created specifically by the NSA and CIA. It's run by Google for the U.S. government that uses public Google as this big Hoover to Hoover up data to feed into the national intelligence system.
But, I mean, the way you spoke there, Dan, is kind of disturbing, because you would use the term to allow them, you know, should the government be allowing them to have power? Any power that these companies have is power you've handed over to them by using their services.
And by electing officials who have the power to delegate that power to the corporations.
Well, I mean, they don't have any power that you don't give them. If
exactly.
you don't use their service, they don't have any power over you.
Okay, I understand what you're saying here.
Yeah.
But in this sort of case, I kind of tend to put my ideology to the side and just think, well, practically, what is going to happen if you have two gigantic companies controlling most of what people consume? And when you take it at that perspective,
controlling is the wrong word, because it suggests that they are the ones forcing themselves on people, and they're not.
They've
created something.
There are ways that this sort of thing works. And this is, for example, credit agencies impose their ratings of your behavior on your ability to engage in other economic activities, such as renting a home, leasing, or buying a car.
Well, no, what happens is the companies that check those credit ratings are the ones who impose those rules.
But
the credit ratings just give you a rating.
Right. However, if you don't have debt and you don't borrow money because you're a good economic person, you haven't defaulted on debt, you haven't cheated people, you don't have a credit record at all, and your credit rating is actually as bad or worse than someone with bad credit history.
What you're saying is, if you don't have a credit card and never have had a credit card, because if you've had a credit card and you've made timely payments, you will have a good credit rating.
Yes, but if you've never had one because you've never borrowed,
if you've been outside the system the whole time,
then you can have as bad a rating as someone with bad credit. And this sort of thing system parallels over to social networks. Right now in China, they're testing a system that basically rates every citizen on their behavior. Your reputation impacts your ability to select social services, and you can be cut off from your services from the government if people don't like how you behave as a citizen.
Dan, I know you were trying to make a point there. Hang on, we'll bring it back for that in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, you may not like the credit system, but ultimately it's there, and it isn't necessarily forced on you by the state, as far as I know.
Live from the Verticoin Studio, this is the Call to Freedom. It's the Crypto Hour, brought to you by Helium 47, here on LRN.FM.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain here, but there's enough time for you if you dial now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. At Skype username lrn.fm. We have the Discord chat. There's a call-in line there, too. Go to discord.lrn.fm to get involved there. A little slow in the chat room tonight, but man, last night it was hopping, so you never know. But there's people there a lot of the times throughout the day and the night. I mentioned earlier our Twitch channel, which is now a way for you to watch us in 720p HD at twitch.lrn.fm. But also, I learned something about Twitch over the last few days, and that is that you can upload video that's not streaming live. So, like, we're streaming right now at twitch.lrn.fm, and but you can actually upload, like, a clip or a movie or something like that that you made, and I happen to have been involved in the production of a great movie called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. So I went ahead and uploaded the director's cut to Twitch, and they allow you to actually premiere. So unlike YouTube, where you upload a video and it's instantly available, in this case, you can schedule the premiere for the video to play at a certain time. So sort of like a live stream of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, but it's not live. It's just playing back live. That's going to happen for the first time ever on Twitch Sunday night at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So right after Free Talk Live is over, if you're watching us on the Twitch feed, it will begin at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Do they give you a red carpet to walk down?
No, unfortunately not, but that's okay. I don't need that. We did literally roll out the red carpet at the theatrical premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It wasn't really carpet. It was like some cheap thing that we got, but it was cool, and Derek J arrived in a police cruiser or former police cruiser, and there's actually pictures and video of all that over at victimlesscrimespree.com. So if you missed out on being there for the real-life premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree or the real-life fifth-year anniversary that happened this year, which we had the
where Derek J said that he was embarrassed by his behavior.
That's not exactly what he said.
That's pretty much what he said.
No, he didn't say
that. I was mortified watching my behavior.
He didn't say that. You're putting words in his mouth. He said that he's moved on. He's changed. He's no longer risking life and limb.
But Ian will continue to exploit his Derek J's actions, even though he's mortified.
Well, he's now a Hollywood producer. He's got to be exploited.
I'm just doing my job, Mark. Mark, I am just trying to get the movie out there. It is an inspirational film. It is a fun film.
I had to buy the signed movie poster for Derek J. I mean, like
from him. You had to pay him.
There was an auction. I mean, I'm like, what?
It was a raffle. It's not the same thing as an auction. The auction probably wouldn't have gone as well. Raffle made more sense. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It's a great movie, and, you know, people change over time, and, you know, people mellow out a little bit, and that certainly happened with Derek J and me, and, you know, we focus on different things these days, and that's part of what we talked about in our 45-minute-long Q&A session that happened after the fifth anniversary. But anyway, this will be a premiere of the director's cut of the film, which is totally copyright-free music, so it's easy to, you know, stream that over Twitch, and I'm excited about it. We've never done an online video screening before like this, and so I don't know how many people are going to come watch it. But
are you going to have like little shadows of yourself in the front there, like
Mystery Science Theater? That's funny, but no. But we do have commentary tracks, Mike. I don't know if you were aware of that. Now we won't be airing the commentary track on Sunday night, but the DVD version of the film, there are not one but two commentary tracks, and the DVD version is now out of print, so it's limited edition at this point. There are probably only about 100 DVDs left for sale in my inventory, and so if you wanted to get a DVD version of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, all you got to do is go to victimlesscrimespree.com and check the DVD or the order options there. You can pay with cryptocurrency, and you can pay with eBay.
Some scarce artwork out there, folks.
It is scarce, as a matter of fact, although you can watch it, you know, infinite number of times on sites like YouTube. But I just wanted to announce that Sunday night, mark your calendar, if you're going to be up at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific, you will be able to watch the premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on our new Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm.
I'm pretty sure most of our listeners will be up at that time. I mean, opting out of the European ones, I suppose.
Well, one of our listeners was saying she wouldn't be able to make it because she's got to get up early on Monday, and, you know, Sunday night was not a good time for it, and I said, well, sorry, I've already announced it. I'm not going to change it at this point, but they'll actually, it looks like they'll let me reschedule it again. So, like, once it's uploaded and it's premiered, I can then just say, all right,
just,
Twitch.
Just edit it a little bit, and it'll be like the second director's cut, you know?
I don't think we're going to go back and do that. It's a great movie. Check it out at victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go back to Dan. He's in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dan. You were commenting saying that Facebook and Google, you think, are monopolistic or monopolies.
They are not, like, by technicality, they're not monopolies. Because, I mean, I do use, like, DuckDuckGo and stuff. I know there's other choices, but my problem is that when I think about what the effects of having them be effective but not technical monopolies are, it creates a pretty frightening picture. Because
yeah, let's use the term market maker, because then you will derail Ian's diatribe against the term monopoly, because that's all he's going to do.
No.
He's going to go, it's not a monopoly. Mono means monopoly, monopoly.
Dan does have a point, because there's a little known fact.
Yeah, he absolutely has a point.
About Google in particular.
Sure.
The spider engine that Google developed,
mm-hmm.
actually, when they developed it, it was illegal for it to operate the way it did. Because that was the law. You couldn't go out and grab copies of everything that was out on the internet. And the government came to the Brin brothers and said, you got to stop this stuff. We're going to give you all this data anyways.
And that was the beginning of the relationship between Google.
Why is it illegal to spider websites? And
Partly because of the amount of traffic over the internet that it generates.
You're saying it was illegal, but no longer is?
It may still be illegal, but Google has some special relationship with the federal government. And I was talking with some people at the Bitcoin conference who are in the know in the cryptographic community who were telling me about the features, and I was unfortunately a little too drunk to remember all
the details.
What about
archive.org that's been grabbing websites for more than a decade? 20 years or something like
they
that.
They tend to grab it once, whereas...
No, they don't. They come back.
They come back every several months. Okay, so Google is doing it. Yeah. Was doing it every time you did a search. It would go out, boom.
Really? Yeah. All right, go ahead, Dan.
All right, so it's more like just a quick line of questions that for you guys to address. So one, I would say, do you think that... okay, so is it fair to say that the majority of people who are going to be participating in the democracy within the political borders in which you live right now are probably going to use Google to find out information about things related to how they might vote?
That's a fair presumption, I would say, yes.
And it's a fact that Google skews its results based upon its own political bias.
Sure. Yeah, we saw that with the searches for Hillary Clinton, where they were restricting search results to things they didn't want you to see about.
And they've done it with other topics like climate change, et cetera.
Yeah, that's disturbing, no doubt about it.
So do you not think that there is a case to be made that there could be a seriously negative impact on our democracy as a result of this? Like, I hate to, like, cheapen the idea of having principles, but I think that in many cases calling yourself principled is just, it's more or less just a nice thing. And but if at the end of the day you're losing out because, you know, you're going to hold out for something like, well, I don't want them to get involved. I don't like that it has to be, that the government would have to get involved in order to regulate this mess. But I mean,
what makes you think the government's going to regulate in your favor?
The government's already involved with Google.
I think that any conversation about cheapening our democracy was a pre-November 2016 conversation. Fact, I mean, it's over. The democracy, she been a cheapened. This is it.
Google's dominance of the market is part of and parcel of the way that the government is getting control over more and more of our lives.
Yeah, you're not going to get the government to do you any favors. They're going to be helping the big corporations. They're going to be helping the Facebooks and the Googles.
Even if they lop Google's head off,
here's what you do.
They will replace it with their own viceroy.
Sure. If you want to have an effect on Google and Facebook, quit using them. Ultimately, I've quit using Facebook. I don't intend to quit using Google, I'm not as concerned about these
things. I use StartPage rather than Google a lot of the time.
But they pull results from Google.
They do, but they don't turn over my information the same way.
Yeah, so that's true. A lot of the AdSense data is unlimited.
But you're using Google for your mail, Mark, so they got plenty of data on you.
Yeah, they got plenty. But I just choose to use that.
Dan, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. It's a topic that I think deserves more discussion, but we don't have time for it tonight. So I appreciate the call here. And if you didn't get on, well, you know, we've always got another night. We're here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. And if you don't want to use Facebook, now there's a very nice AMP group over there, amp.freetalklive.com. So there are still reasons to use it. You can join us over at forum.freetalklive.com. We got our own forum. And check out the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. They're both together way better than Facebook.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.